This is BPNRadio.com, your 24-hour internet prayer station, calling America to pray. A member of the Breakout Prayer Network. Let's pray, America.
Hey, this is Dale Gentry welcoming you to another classic interview here on BPNRadio.com. For over 3 years, I've had many special guests here on BPNRadio.com. So during the following hour, we're going to replay one of those great interviews. Please remember that the following interview has been pre-recorded and may include some dated content. However, well, you're going to be blessed by another one of our special classic interviews here on BPNRadio.com. It's great to have Derek and Mandy Haupt with us this morning on the Wednesday Watch. And Mandy is one of my spiritual granddaughters. I've known her, I guess, most all of her life. Well, I guess I have known her all of her life. And I started ministering at Trinity Church International in 1987, where her grandfather was the pastor. And then her mom and dad, I believe in 1988, went to Africa to start their ministry time. So Mandy is the daughter, the granddaughter of Pastor Tom Peters, and the daughter of the great couple Jamie and Leah Peters, is going to be on later today, and they have made a they've made a transition to Bujumbura, Burundi, Africa, which we've been there and ministered. But Derek and Mandy, they're going to go there, and we're talking about them today. Their transition as they leave for Africa this Saturday. They're moving to Bujumbura, Burundi, which is in the heart of Africa. I've had the privilege of ministering there several times. Burundi is the second poorest nation in the world, following Malawi. Ravaged by decades of civil unrest and economic ruin, the country is ready for a new beginning. And Derek and Mandy are going to be a part of that new beginning. Derek grew up in sunny South Florida and grew up in the church there since he was 2 years old at Trinity Church International. For the past 6 years, he's worked as a law enforcement officer there in South Florida. And it's good to have both of them on the program today. So, Mandy and Derek, before you take off for Bujumbura, Burundi, Africa, I'm glad to have you on the Monday Watch here on BPNRadio.com. Welcome.
Thank you.
Morning.
Yeah, I know that you guys are excited, and Mandy, I've known you most, I guess, all of your life. I came to your church in 1987, and there, Derek, you've been attending there since you were 2 years old. So I've probably preached into your life many, many times. It's good to have you both. How did I know Mandy that you grew up in Africa? And then you came back to America, and you thought that you were going to spend the rest of your life back in America. So what happened? Why are you going back to Africa? And I guess, Derek, you're going for the first time, right?
No, I had gone in 2008 on a mission trip.
Oh, okay.
Zambia.
Oh, you'd gone to Zambia.
It's been over 10 years.
Your first time to Burundi.
Yes.
Okay, well, tell us what happened. How did you, Mandy? How did you get the call to go back to Africa, which I guess is actually your homeland, but you love America also. And Derek, how did that happen to you? Y'all give me your story.
Well, it's kind of funny because, like you said, I thought I was going to be here in America all my life, and I guess because I had spent my whole life in Africa, I thought that season had kind of closed for me. You know, I was there for 19 years, so I thought, okay, well, I'm done. But God had other plans, I guess. And, you know, I met Derek, and after our first year of marriage, we kind of started feeling like a call for Africa. But kind of just shrugged it to the side and didn't really think much of it. And, I don't know, the longer we were married, the more the call got stronger and stronger, and it got to the point where, you know, we couldn't even ignore it anymore. It was very evident, you know. But I guess, you know, it's just amazing how God works, because I had just told God, I was like, no, I'm done. And he told me, you're not done. So I said, okay. And yeah, so that's kind of what happened on my end. And I guess Derek kind of knew before me that we were going to go. And when he told me we were going to go, I said, okay, I don't think so. And he said, okay, I'll let God deal with you. And he did. That's for sure.
Well, Derek, that's a major move, Derek. So how did that happen with you?
Tell us
what happened to you.
Yeah. I was going to say I would say that God planted in my heart, thinking back all the way to 2008 when I was in cell group at Trinity Church International, one of the small groups, and one of the pastors there mentioned that they were taking a missions trip to Zambia, Africa, and I just felt the Holy Spirit jump inside of me and tell me, you're going on that trip. So boldly, I just professed, oh, I'm going on this trip to the pastor with no money in my pockets or any way to get there. And I didn't even have a full-time job at that time. But I knew I was going, so I believe that was a start. And when I went on a trip, it just really moved me. And I believe God planted a seed there that eventually came to fruition now, you know, after I met Amanda. And I don't believe anything happens by coincidence. I believe we were both, mm-hmm. you know, God put these desires in our heart and we were brought together for this time.
Mm-hmm.
And it's hard to describe the feeling, but like Amanda said, you know, I told her a couple years ago that I felt like God saying that, not that we don't love America or anything, but that we need to go to Africa and help her parents in whatever capacity that they need help in. And it just became more and more of a desire. And this is the year that we believe that we need to launch out.
Mm-hmm. So what are y'all going to do when you get there?
Well, like Derek said, the first and foremost, we feel like we need to be an assistant to my mom and dad, Jamie and Leah Peters, you know, who've been there since the 80s, since before I was even born, and just be an assistant to them in like you said, in whatever capacity that we can be it mentored by them and learn the language. That's probably the first thing we'll do. And then as time progresses, we would like to start a school over there, because we have a school in our other areas that we have planted churches, but not in Burundi currently. So that's the biggest thing on my heart, is to start a school, bring education, help orphans and widows, and mm-hmm. help them get on their feet. And Derek, well, I'll let you say that, what you want.
What we've had, at least on my heart, and I've discussed with her parents, is about starting some projects, some farming projects and agricultural projects, which can help fund the mission. Mm-hmm. And the outreaches that we're trying to do within the community, not only just providing the supply, basically, that we're growing or raising ourselves and not having to buy it, but also mentoring young men into teaching them business skills and trades
mm-hmm.
that they can use within the community, that not only outreach to the community, but is providing them finances to mm-hmm. support their families and teach them and mentor them and to have the ability to be successful within their own country.
Mm-hmm. So you're gonna do some farming there as well as ministry, right?
Yes, sir.
You know, mom and dad, my mom and dad have always wanted to get into this area of ministry as far as farming and raising livestock and such, mm-hmm. but it's just been so difficult, just the two of them. Their hands are so full already as it is, and so, you know, that we can be the ones to help them launch out in that area.
Are you talking about raising chickens and goats and pigs and stuff like
that? Yeah.
All right.
Yeah, we want to get into everything that we can possibly get into, especially whatever is marketable that we can make the best, sell on the market the best, mm-hmm. I guess you want to say. The top domestic product of the location that we're living in.
Mm-hmm. So I've got on your bio, Derek, you're going to train and mentor youth in developing these trade skills as well.
Yes.
Wow.
Yeah, that's my biggest goal is I don't want to be just like other organizations that have just reached out and basically just handed things out to people.
Mm-hmm.
But I want to teach life skills, not only through the ministry and teaching them about Jesus, but also giving them quality skills that they can use in their own life to support themselves and support mm-hmm. their family.
Mm-hmm. Well, yeah, that sounds exciting. I think sometimes when people hear about missions, they think of just somebody that's going to go there and they're going to just preach the gospel. But there is more to it than just preaching and teaching, isn't there?
Yes, sir.
Yeah. Well, I'm really excited about that. So, Derek, you're gonna make a vocational change there. You've been a law enforcement officer now for several years, and how's that going to transition over into your missions work? What you've learned there?
Well, I believe that God gave me the opportunity while I was in law enforcement to speak into a lot of individuals' lives. Mm-hmm. I've led quite a few people to the Lord while I was in law enforcement. I believe God used me in that capacity to speak to certain individuals at that time. You know, like, I believe we're in seasons of life that teach us certain things that are preparing us
mm-hmm.
for our ultimate responsibility of what God wants us to do. But I also believe just being security-minded
mm-hmm.
and learning how to protect my family
yeah.
or to best secure us while we're living over there.
Mm-hmm.
I believe God gave me that opportunity to be more knowledgeable
mm-hmm.
to help us in that capacity.
Well, I am. That's very good. I'm very excited that you guys are going to Africa. And so many times when people go to a certain place, I think, well, what does that look like, right? But I've been to Bujumbura, Burundi, was with your parents, Mandy, when they first scouted out the land years ago. And I'll never forget. We stayed in this. Jean and I, we, and Tom, Mary, and Peters. We stayed in this little hut with all those mosquitoes around, and there were some alligators on the outside. So it was good. And then, of course, I was there for the dedication of that church building. And
remember that.
Yeah, so it's exciting. I do know that there are people listening today that's probably thinking, well, I really have missions in my heart. What does it take to go on the mission field? Can you give us a little background? People that are listening, what you guys had to do, even though you've been on the mission field before, Derek has not, what y'all had to do as far as is your jobs, your house, your I guess your visa, all the things. Maybe just share a little synopsis of people that would love to be on the mission field, some insight to what it takes to make that transition.
Yeah, well, I think first and foremost, I believe with all my heart that the first thing that you have to do is just make that decision and say it with your mouth. Say, I'm going to be a missionary here. I'm going to do this.
Mm-hmm.
You have to, like, you know, we say all the time, like, to make our confessions with our mouth. So I think that's the biggest part of it is you first have to make that declaration. I am going. Not say, and you know, obviously believe it in your heart, and mm-hmm. you just, you know, once you make that decision and make that statement, you're going to do it. I think after that, everything else kind of follows, because if you just say, oh, maybe I'll go someday or maybe this, mm-hmm. and I believe with all my heart, you can't just say, oh, maybe. You have to be determined. Yes, I am going to do that.
Mm-hmm.
And then once that happens, I think that's when you kind of start to make, you know, everything else sort of starts to fall in place, where you have to decide. At least for us, the way we did it was we decided, okay, this is what we need to do first. And we worked extra hard. You know, Derek and I put in some overtime in our jobs to help us be able to pay off bills quicker. Man, it's just amazing all the things you don't realize you have to do until you start doing it.
Right.
But you know, step by step. You know, you can't just look at it all as one big picture. You know, you just take it one step at a time. And the first thing, you know, we did was get our passport. You know, you can't go anywhere without a passport.
No.
At least not outside of America.
Right.
So we got our passport. We got our shots. We got our visas. You know, we had to go online and figure out, you know, what paperwork they needed. And, you know, everything's a process. And then also reaching out to the people who live in that nation where you want to go, if you know anybody there, and asking them, hey, you know, what do I need? Where, you know, what's the process, you mm-hmm. know? And mm-hmm. it's, you know, we had to get a letter of recommendation from our pastors over there stating that they were inviting us to come out. I mean, it's just, you know, there's everything. You don't even think about those things until you start doing it, you know?
Mm-hmm. And what so, about?
And then thankfully... Sorry, go ahead.
Yeah, go ahead. Thankfully what?
Thankfully, in the last year, we've been blessed to live with Derek's mom and dad. We haven't had to worry about closing up a home. So that was a huge help for us because we were renting before. So, you know, that was a huge help for us.
Okay. So what about when you had to start raising your budget? How did you do that?
Oh, yeah. So what we ended up doing was, the first thing was we actually just made a video and we blasted it all over Facebook and YouTube and, you know, to get the word out there that everybody knew that this is what we were going to do.
Mm-hmm.
And then slowly but surely, you know, people just kind of, either we reached out to some people that we knew or they reached out to us. And, you know, we just started telling them, we just had to keep talking. We just kind of spread the word of mouth. And I started writing a monthly newsletter, sending it to my contacts. We made business cards, handed them out to the people in our jobs. You know, it's amazing. I worked in a condo association and at the front desk. And while I was there, people heard that I was leaving to move to Africa. And people were like, oh, well, how can I donate to you? Uh-huh. And I was so shocked because these people, you know, most of them aren't even Christians. And I was just like, you know, God uses anybody. It doesn't matter if they're Christian or not. He'll use them, you know, anyways.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah. And then just making sure, you know, the monthly newsletter and, it's not easy. But once you start getting the word out there to a lot of people, they start talking to other people and they talk to other people and then the chain goes and then next thing you know, people are asking you, how can I donate?
There you go. But y'all had to take that step of faith. And of course I know Mandy that you're going to leave your grandparents, I guess your brother Stephen, and some other family members. But Derek, you're going to leave your parents and other family members. Is that challenging?
Yeah, it's definitely challenging. If I didn't know that God had definitely spoke to me, I've asked God, you know, why Africa? You know, why'd you pick me?
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, God just keeps telling me the biggest thing that's been on my heart that's echoed in my mind also is just be obedient, you know. And I think of the story of Abraham, how God told him to leave his family and go to a country he didn't know. And,
mm-hmm.
you know, I just, at the end of the day, yeah, it's hard, but I just want to be obedient, you know. And it's hard to give any other explanation and how to deal with that. But mm-hmm. I know if I'm obedient that God will also give me the desires in my heart
mm-hmm.
to see my family and stuff, give us opportunities to visit as long as we're obedient.
Yeah. Well, I believe that you guys are about to embark on an amazing journey, and I know that you're going to go back, Mandy, to a place that you lived. I don't know how many years you lived in Bujumbura, but...
That was 9 years that I lived there.
9 years. I still remember you and you and your brother Stephen serving me during that last time of ministry I was there. You guys are fantastic.
Yeah, I remember that.
How old are y'all two now?
I'm 28 and Derek's 31.
All right. Perfect age to go to Africa. I'm really excited, and there may be people that would like to sow into your missionary journey, your transition to Africa, or they might like to be a monthly partner, and which Gene and I certainly we want to sow a seed, and there may be other people that's listening today that want to sow a seed as well, or maybe would like to be a monthly partner. I know that Gene and I have partnered with Mandy, with your mom and dad, monthly partner since 1988. So we've been sewing for a long time into Africa. We believe in your ministry there. We believe exciting things are about to happen. We're going to follow your progress. How can people contribute to what you're doing?
Well, probably the easiest way to do it would be for them to go to www.tci.org/giving. Thankfully, the church, TCI, Trinity Church International, they are helping us with the donations. They're kind of handling that for us. And so you can go on their website, /giving, and then under the give section, there is a portion that's dedicated to me and Derek. We're the second people on the list. It says Mandy, Derek, Africa Missions.
Okay. So. All right. Mm-hmm. That's www.tci.org /giving. Is that right?
Yes, sir.
And Mandy and Derek Haupt, H-A-U-P-T. Well,
yes, sir.
Well, I want to pray for you both, and but first of all, I'd like for y'all to pray for anybody that might be listening today, and they just feel like maybe they have a call to the mission field. Maybe not Africa, maybe some other continent of the world. I don't know, but they have their stirring in their heart. And that they believe that they're to travel to another nation. And I believe that, I do believe the world is our field. And so both of you, one of you can pray, and then I want to say a prayer for y'all before you go.
Yes, well, we just agree together right now. We pray that just as me and Amanda heard the voice of the Lord to say go, that others will heed the call and that they'll be obedient. We just speak obedience in their life. We thank you, God, that as they seek your face, Father, that you just give them the ear to hear your voice and not to listen about the financial situation that they're in or dwell on the actual circumstances that they're in, but have faith and believe that you can do anything, eradicate debt, speak blessings into your life. But I think you've got to look at the bigger picture, and that's about just listening to you and focusing on you instead of what's around them. Thank you, God, that yeah. You just speak to them, and you give them clarity of thought, clarity of mind, clarity of spirit, and especially just obedience.
In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
Amen. Thank you both very much for being on. Father, I bless Derek and Mandy as they make their way to Africa this Saturday. What a joy it is to be able to have them on live today on bpnradio.com, Breakout Prayer Network. And I just bless both of them as they go. And I pray, Lord, your hedge of protection about them as they fly, as they make their long journey to Africa, to Burundi, Africa. I bless them. I ask that you protect them, watch over them. Continue to supply the finances that they need. And I pray for this new assignment, that favor will rest upon them, the favor of God. Lord, as they make their way to Africa, there'll be a tremendous receptivity for them, and they will move into that culture and the surroundings of, and the work that is going on there with TCI in Bujumbura, Burundi, Africa. And you'll bless this couple in Jesus' name. Your will, plan, and purpose be done. I know that you've been preparing them for this assignment for a long, long time, and we really are excited what they're going to do as they go to minister with their parents and their mother-in-law and father-in-law. It's going to be a great journey. I bless them in Jesus' name. Amen and amen.
Amen. Thank you.
Okay, I've got this song I'm going to play, Dreams Really Do Come True. You guys are about to embark on an incredible dream, and I'll be following your progress, and I look forward to having you guys back on live from Bujumbura, Burundi.
Yes, thank you.
Okay.
Thank you very much,
Pastor. All right, bless you guys. Bye-bye.
You've been listening to BPN Radio with Dale Gentry, your 24-hour internet prayer station. Tell your friends around the world to listen to this hourly broadcast as we pray for a revival in America, another spiritual awakening. Remember, as America goes, so goes the world. BPN Radio is sponsored by you, their loyal listeners and prayer partners. To donate to this network, click on the donate button on our website at www.bpnradio.com. Remember that your contributions are tax deductible. Tune in at the same time or any time, day or night, to pray with Dale Gentry.
Okay, here's a new theme song, a song written by my son Rick Gentry and sung by Meredith Chavis. Making some declarations here. Keep listening to BPN Radio.
I can do what God said I can do. I can be who God said I can be. Today is a good day. Today is your day.
about this line. A deep damage in the people. But pride stops us stretching out our withered hand. But God has stretched out to heal us. The sun, oh, the sun, oh, the sun, oh, the sun, oh.
counselor, my teacher, reminder, revealer, my healer, my strengthener, redeemer, refiner, my Jesus, my Savior, my wonderful my conqueror, deliverer, restorer, my hammer, my fire, uniter, redeemer, my Jesus, my Savior, my wonderful God.
Set my faith,
I will set my face to seek the Lord. I will set my face to seek the Lord. Give my full attention to commander, my warrior, my shelter, my helper, my leader, my Jesus, my Savior, my wonderful God,
my shepherd,
my shepherd, my gatherer, refresher, rewarder, protector, inspirer, provider, my portion forever.
We're on. When I look at the blood, all I see is love, love, love. When I stop at the cross, I can see the love of God. But I can't see competition. I can't see hierarchy. I can't see pride or prejudice or the abuse of authority. I can't see lust for power. I can't see manipulation. I can't see rage or anger or selfish ambition. When I look at the blood, all I see is love. Stupid fighting or bitterness or jealousy. I can't see empire building. I can't see self-importance. I can't see backstabbing or vanity or arrogance. When I look at the blood,
nation. Sing it over America. Sing it over England, Wales, Scotland, Ireland, over Belfast.
Will grow strange.